all over the world. I stumbled in about 26 years ago. I was a drugged out guy who had lost all hope after being a baseball pitcher, and his girlfriend left him, to being drugged up and messed up. And finally, my high school students, when I was teaching, they brought me to Christ. And 9 months later, I'm in seminary here. And I don't know who the Apostle Paul is. And this family let me come in and let me stumble in and grow up and get grounded. So I'm deeply, deeply honored to be here. I want to shout out to Michael Martin and Megan DeForest and Eric Asari, and those are people from back in my town and back in my church. I entitled this message, When You Get Tired Enough. Because sooner or later it's going to happen. I don't know, maybe it's already happened. Somebody, some guy, and he's going to be very slick and tight and together and really articulate, and he is going to come in here, and maybe he's already been here, or he'll be here soon, or maybe you've heard him for a long time, and he will be compelling, and he will be charismatic and magnanimous and strong and powerful and eloquent. And he's going to tell you to sell out and buck up and get strong and get fired up and walk worthy and get on with it and live this life and come on, sell out, stop being half-hearted. And he will be impressive and he will be dynamic and you will be overwhelmed and you'll go, yeah, yeah, I'm going to do that, all right. And because you are the best and brightest and the sharpest, you'll buy it. And he'll tell you to do some things. He'll give you some techniques. He'll give you some external kind of stuff that you should do if you were any kind of Christian after all God's done for you. And you'll try it. And you'll try so hard. And it will not work. And you'll get disillusioned, and you'll get cynical, and you'll get jaded, and you'll get ticked off, and you'll get frustrated. And here's this really tragedy. You'll start to think that God doesn't work. And then you'll cover up. And you'll hide, and you'll bluff, and you'll act like, hey, I'm doing great. Yes, sirree, Bob Diddley. We're, woo! And inside you won't be. Hundreds of books out there in bookstores trying to convince you that you should be and can be. With enough effort, you could do more, be more. And you'll become suckers for those who will bring all sorts of hype and technique and death to self sounding things that you can do if you really want to be a sold out man or woman of God. Somewhere, you guys, now it's enough. You're not kids anymore. This is not your parents' faith anymore. This is your faith. Somewhere, somebody is going to come to you, and you're going to have to decide, am I going to be sanctified? Am I going to grow up by the flesh and works, or by grace and identity in Christ? And until you decide that, you will be a sucker for all those guys who come in. I went to a great seminary. I went to Talbot, several hundred yards away. And I had great professors, Holloman and Soucy and Rigsby and all those great guys. But I had one professor who guilted me into trying to pray more. He said, you know, I tell you what, preachers today, they pray an average of 6 to 8 minutes a day, and that is it, and that is unacceptable. And at the time, I thought, yeah, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to, you know, and he gave me a book and gave all of us books and said, there's men of God in here who preach two, three hours a day. I said, I want to be like that. I want to be a man of God. Okay, I'll get on with it. And so I did. I started trying to pray an hour a day because I wanted to be a godly man, and godly men pray an hour a day. I'll pray an hour a day. And so I started. And up until that time, I loved prayer. I just loved prayer. I loved to pray. But I started my godly man hour. And to my credit, I want to tell you, for 6-7 minutes, I was awesome. I mean, I was praying, and I wasn't repeating myself. I was, woo, yeah. At about 10 minutes, it got ugly. I did. I started repeating myself. I started praying for travel mercies, and several unspoken requests came in at that time. Started going to other countries around the world and by name, you know, going to Taiwan. I want to pray for Ling Chao. I don't know if there is a Ling Chao, but if there is, today, Lord, I would like you to surround him with a hedge of emollients or something, anything. And I'm looking at my watch and I'm going, I hate this! Because I did it. I bought into it. I didn't have the heart for what I was trying to do. I instead bought a technique. And instead of trusting who Christ said I am, and out of that having the joy of talking with him and pouring my heart out to everyone, I learned to bluff and start to play a religious man that was not me. And I'm just now, years and years and years later, crawling out of that mess. Are you a saved but largely unchanged disappointment to God? Or are you a non-condemned, adored new creature with Christ in me? It'll change everything.